I am a 2030ian, which is to say, the number 23 appears in my life with staggering frequency and serves as feedback from the all that is, informing me that I am on a path with heart. For example, on a trip from Colorado to San Francisco some years ago, 23 events fluttered into my life with amusing assiduity, and here are just two. Stopping randomly to relieve myself on Highway 70, I noticed only as I was zipping up that I had stopped precisely at milepost 23. Flopping into a hotel bed after a long day's drive, I turned on the TV and found that the set had been tuned to Channel 23 by the previous occupant. I realized that, presented in isolation, events like these sound neither momentous nor meaningful, but when they were actually impinging on my psyche as rapidly and surprisingly as a Utah bug splattering on my windshield, the effect was uncanny and led to a long and fruitful meditation on the nature of personal reality. I'm fully aware that many of these events are readily explained by unconscious selection. That is, I am directed to or prompted to notice occurrences of 23 by some aspect of myself below the level of awareness. But think what that means. If I can program myself to experience a world with more 23s, can I not also program myself to experience a world with more beautiful women, more easy money, more friendly people, more, well, you get the idea. If I can train myself to filter experience through the lens of my choice, I can experience the reality of my choice, and the abundance of 23 events happening to me was excellent evidence in favor of this hypothesis. To test the idea, I decided one day to try a different and arbitrary program, and started thinking about and visualizing hawks, intending to see one in dramatic circumstances. And sure enough, as dusk fell that very evening, I saw a hawk on a fence post just a few yards away. It looked straight at me, launched itself majestically into the evening sky, and flew off into the sunset. So my intellectual knowledge of my ability to edit experience was bolstered, once again, by actual events, which, in turn, makes it easier to affect my experience even more dramatically and with less effort. And interestingly, to me at least, my enhanced reality does not rely on divine intervention or magic spells or angels or on anything, really, that a stolid and conventionally rational person, you, for example, would hesitate to accept. Neither, of course, does it rule out any of these, so I suggest you form some interesting intent by whatever means appeals to you and set about the delightful business of remaking your world. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.